Hi, y'all. So we
are Mary Jane and
Munchies. Now, let me just tell you guys, this episode is all about winter smoking tips, letting you know.
Because you know, living in Boston is all about how to get through these 9 months of hell. People try, oh, no, it's May, it's March. No. 9 months of hell.
You are definitely not equipped to just be smoking outside if you don't know how to do it. We got the tips for you, though. We showing you all that. This is Winter Smoking Tips.
Make sure you tune in on all streaming platforms. Anywhere that you can listen to a podcast, you can listen to Mary Jane and Munchies.
For real, best friend?
For real, for real.
This is
Mary Jane
and Munchies.
Gang, 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 gang.
Mary Jane and Munchies.
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 What's up, best friend?
What's up, best friend?
Not much. It's your girl, Queenie Jones.
It's your girl, Boston Bossy.
Make sure to follow us on all our platforms. And you know how I like to do it. It's Q-U-E-M-I-E-J-O-N-E-S at all platforms. And we're just going to call Boston Bossy's alter egos, AKAs, and commas. Because that's how she wants to be. She wants to have a Google plentiful lifestyle. So go ahead and find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Grind Double D Mistress. Okay, that's Grind. G-R-I-N-D. D Mistress, M-I-S-T-R-E-S-S. Then you can also find me on BeGo Live at Powerpuff88. You can find me on Up Live, okay, at Grind, okay, because I'm grinding in these streets. And let me tell you about my TikTok, our perfect this time around. I just brought it up. It's Kitchen General, K-I-T-C-H-E-N-G-E-N. E-R-A. That's some good-ass fire. Wee!
And it's Kitchen General. Kitchen, like how you cook in. And then General. Exactly. As in attention. And that's attention. With a capital G.
So let me try it again. You can find me on TikTok at Kitchen General. You can find me on Snapchat. Grind Mistress. That's 1D. G-R-I-N-D-M-I-S-T-R-E-S-S. On Instagram at Grind. G-R-I-N-D-D Mistress. And on TikTok at Kitchen General.
Okay.
They all pretty match. They all used to be Boston Bossy. But it's really difficult to keep my name across brands because other people already have my name.
Okay.
Like, I can't even change my name anymore.
Eventually, you're going to have to pick one of the names because if somebody's using one of the, you know, monikers, they're using the moniker.
All right, so what's been going on with you, though, girl? How you been?
Yeah, I have been working and doing my best to start relaxing and be like, the new year is coming. I am almost to the point where everybody is on the same page of my manifestation, having dream board making, collage gluing, mother fluffing mental institution that I be in. Everybody get all on that first month, January, bringing that new, fresh New Year's vibe. But let me tell you something. I'll be like this all year round. And I'll be like, finally, I can get all my little stuff on sale. I can collage. I get to teach my mother how to collage because I am definitely the one that bust down a magazine and create a depiction of what? I have all my ingredients for my exposure for my spice brand. And like having a spice line, for having a spice line, it means so much to me because as I see the little pieces like line up, I'm like, oh my God, thank you, girl, for believing in yourself because this flavor is going to be impactful. So follow me. Stay tuned for this behind closed doors. Lovely, grind delicious, nutritious content, y'all.
Beefy.
That's what's going on. Just bringing in that cook good and look good content. You feel me? What about like you? Like, life going, honey?
It's going, girl. We on a move this year. You know, I know it's almost a wrap up of our year. You know, as we coming down to the countdown. But, you know, we trying to move and do big things. 2022 is just it's the year of completion for me. I'll be 33 in 2022. So it's all about the year of completion. If I start it, I want to complete it.
How old did you say you're going to be?
I'll be 33.
Okay. I was like, okay. All right.
Things complete in threes. So.
I love that. That's actually such a valid point. My favorite number is three. And that's not no gas. I promise you, set of threes is how I live. My siblings were a set of three. Three structure out. I don't really give a lot of people chances. So the third chance is the last one, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, make sure you have a little category system. Make sure that you keep these people in line. I love it. Do you have anything in store for your birthday?
I'm really low-key this year. I'm so more concerned and interested in, like, what 2022 is going to look like that I don't want to overly spend too much time focused on 2021 anymore.
I just want to say, like, she probably going to like my gift or whatever, because I was really thinking about her, and, you know, at the end of the day, she like gifts, and I don't understand, like, she don't talk about, she ain't gonna really think about it. But if I don't show her what a gift, she gonna hurt me as a person, as a character. And I was clapping on my chest. She gonna not dig what I did. She gonna be like, you came and handed to my home, my birthday, the day I was birthed, the day I came out of my mother.
She already gave me a gift, so I would never be that petty.
Shit. I just gave her a book.
But I love books. Unlike her, I read these books.
We are smoking Amazing Runts and 88G13 Hash Plant. 88G13 Hash Plant is one of them strains that gets you relaxed, baby. You feel me? You don't feel no tremors. You don't feel no weirdness. You feel accents of, you know, smokiness. It's a very earthy tone. So you feel the vibes of that indica, you know. I've never had Amazing Runts until just right now, but shout out to the anonymous donor, because that's some real fire. I love when there's some quality strains that, you know, be out here and we get to try them. So shout out to any of those up and coming dispensaries or, you know, anonymous donors that would like to, you know, keep a validity. We got labs so we can get into them anyway.
And we gonna get into it. But before we do that, we gotta pay these bills.
What's up? I'm your girl, Kasia, chef, influencer, and wellness queen, coming to you to tell you about my YouTube channel, Queenie Jones, where I teach you how to hashtag cook good and look good on the low-low. What is cook good and look good? Well, I'm glad you asked, Queen Mike. To cook good and look good is to use simple, fresh, locally sourced ingredients to create rich, nourishing, easy meals. To be cerebral and confident while you cut costs. Go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Queenie Jones, and turn on that notification bell, because I post content every week on my channel. The first 100 people to subscribe, like, and comment, hashtag Queenie Jones, hashtag cook good and look good on 5 of my videos will be a part of my exclusive VIP member club. And for more info on my VIP member club, go ahead and follow me on IG, where I keep all my behind-the-scenes content and let you know where I'm actually sourcing some of my ingredients, some of my finest, and where you can understand how you can be the finest. Go ahead. You are officially locked in as a queen might. Follow, like, comment, and subscribe. Bye!
Okay, so it bees winter, and you know we love to give you real actual factors. So these are winter smoking tips that you must use if you're on the East Coast where it's snow, if you're in Russia right now, sleep, anywhere
that you can smoke and you need tips for how to smoke.
If them cool, people still getting in cold. Your nerves, this is the cold, and you don't deserve it.
If your
it.
Baby mama allergic to smoke, we got you.
We got you. Now, whether it be your lunch break or your house is not 420 friendly. And you know, when you live in these bougie, high-costing cities, don't smoke in my lair. Don't smoke
in your lair.
Don't smoke in my apartment. But we don't do that. Don't stain the walls. I'm paying $3,000, sir.
I know. It's going to cost me $3,002.
It's not. But it's okay. They'll tell you some real jive turkey mess, like how you're going to have to handle their smoking agenda. So you end up being forced to use our tips. Here's our tips. You ready?
Tip number one.
Have all your cannabis set up to be consumed. That means it's either rolled or packed.
I.e. mise en place, if you will, which is the fresh term for things in place. We learned this in the cooking school. I personally went to Le Cordon Bleu. I will mise en place. It means things in place. Seems like you chop the onion, you chop the lettuce, you chop the chives, you chop these ahead of time, they put them in the little clear cups. That's what we want you to do with your weed.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't know if you've ever had a wind blow in Boston. Or the anywhere like a windy city, I can only imagine what rolling up in Chicago might be in the wind. You're gonna lose all your weed. All your cannabis is gonna be gone. Say sayonara to your cannabis, cause buddy, it's not gonna stay with you. You're gonna just be rolling fronto, rolling raw, rolling your blunt, your swisher, sweet. You feel me? Those things, you're not gonna have no weed up in there though. That's gonna go away. Number two.
Number two.
Use a shelter like a bus or a wall. Use a shelter like a bus stop or a wall to shield your wind. It's all about the wind when it's cold outside.
Let me break it down for you. Okay, so when you outside in the winter time, it's cold. So it's already putting out your fire. Every time you get a nice little... You know what I'm saying? When it's just bubbling just right on the tip, but not shooting up. Here come cold. But then that wind, that crosswind, if you will, if you're in the city, just snuffs out your flame altogether. So before you get to the puffing, after you have everything mise en place, okay? You need to find the right setting, if you will. So look for doorways that are kind of tucked in, corners of buildings, anywhere that you can light, smoke, and disperse in discreet. Tip number three.
All right, so we had an argument about this, but Boston made this point, and she'll probably make it again, but I say only bring out silicone pipes and water pipes outside if you're going to smoke outside, because bringing out your glass out there is a hazard, and why would you even slip up in, you know, leave your glass to be exposed to getting crushed, the possibility. Now, what was your counter?
If you have to smoke outside, you have to use outside smoking techniques. Bring your one hitter, get your glass blunt, get your vape pen. Still need to find a wall. But get you something that's for smoking outdoors. What you cannot do is bring an entire setup that is meant for indoors, outdoors. The wind will just devastate you. This is a joke you play with yourself. It's like nobody hookahs outside during the snow time. Like, we just... Why would you...
Okay.
You ever been on the street and see a man with a tobacco pipe puffing in the winter? You see that nigga, you like, damn, that's really how you smoke that shit. You got no backup to that method of smoking it. That's, man, you like a chewing tobacco, nigga. You just stuck, burning a hole through your lip, and you still got to commit because that's the way you like it.
Done with you. So number four.
Number four.
Be private. There is nothing worse.
You're my little secret.
Than a nosy person asking if you smoking weed. Let me tell you something. Ma'am, if I am smoking weed, there is probably a reason. You should mind your motherfucking business. How about that?
Say it again for the hoes in the
And
back.
I will say, there's a polite way you can do this too, because I'm not always this blunt, but if I'm tripping out, because I be having issues, like I be trying not to have pass out and have seizures. If a Caucasian lady, like a Karen, specific a Karen, she grant me a wish of fucking with me on that time period, I'll say some mean shit. But if I'm being polite, I'll say, excuse me, I am consuming my medicine. I cannot consume at home right now. I'm actually sick. I'm in danger. I don't want you to fuck with me right now. But I'm politely say, please excuse yourself from my area. Don't look at me. My little secret, secret, secret. If you don't tell, I won't tell. And that's how we gotta keep it. That's how you're supposed to have your weed, a secret. All right, y'all. Last but not least.
Number five.
Be safe. Don't be smoking in no alleys or unreachable places. Don't get kid fucking napped, okay? Don't get that.
Smoke weed. Don't let the weed smoke you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't abuse it. That's the major thing. And on that note, best friend, we gotta pay these bills. Cha-ching! Okay, so back in the day, there was hearsay about Biden really not messing with the cannabis laws and making it more of a restrictive drug. I feel like the direction was kind of like, we really didn't know what his vibe was about cannabis. And you know, he's not a really like a follow-through dude sometimes. You know, he, you know. We're just gonna give him credit for what he's done about, you know, when he did it. But as of right now, nobody really messes with his truth telling skills. It's a little reminiscent of the other guy that was just up in here. But we have a good story about, you know, whether or not people really believe Biden messes with cannabis. Cause you know, we can gossip about it, but according to High Times, we now are starting to clarify what percentage of people mess with Biden and his actual mindset towards cannabis.
We're going to hit you up with the cannabis industry's view of Biden and the distrust that exists. Biden has always had like this very strong, you know, silent generations, dark stance, war on drugs vibe. And of course, the cannabis industry is not going to trust him. Even those big, very commercialized brands from the West Coast. Because cannabis legalization would be like, you know, ending prohibition or bringing cigarettes back. It's so vital to many people's daily lives. There's such an economy around it that I think that Biden is still very much a staunch American values type president that he may feel not having it federally legal is great, but when it's not federally legal, banks are not going to support it, businesses can't franchise, and it's still very much a risk if you're transporting your own work product across state lines that you don't get arrested.
So according to the 2021 Cannabis CFO survey, according to that survey, 62% don't think that Biden administrators support cannabis, and 41% think that we are 5 years away from federally legalizing. So, you know, it's a little bit of a tit for tat, you know. I think where I hear a lot of the, you know, discontentment in people is Biden is like fluxy with how he be talking. He'd be like, yeah, we're going to get this done.
Real flexy.
And then what'd you do? We didn't do anything that I said I was going to do, but we're going to get this done. What are you going to get done? Well, when I tell you, I'm going to lie, but we're going
to
get
something. I won't lie. I kind of agree with how we did Afghan. Because it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. It's not the same. Like,
you said Afghanistan?
Yeah. Because it's like ripping off a Band-Aid, specifically the leaving. when I looked back on it on a current events news program the other day, it was looking like the year in review, and I was just thinking to myself, like, we're there for 20 years. He's right. Would have been better 5 years ago, 17 years ago, a little strategy, a little tunnels, build a whole new airport. No. It was always going to be bad because we were somewhere we didn't belong.
What am? That went deep. Now, for lack of better words, all you can do is vote, be consistent in your local offices, follow up.
Really check out your local Mass Cannabis Control Commission. Do your research on advocacy, because a lot of times there are petitions and questions on the ballots in your local areas that have pushed forward would show people how smokers actually want their cannabis laws to be.
Exactly. And without further ado, I wanted to let you guys know that I really want legalization federally.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's how I feel.
If alcohol is legal, we should be.
Yeah.
Because you can buy opiates over this drug counter. Like,
you can.
It's just, come on. Let's be honest.
Change adults, the economy, America.
Adults are going to make poor choices, whether you give them open access or closed access. You know why there's less deaths from alcohol poisonings? Because alcohol is legal, open, and regulated. You know how you have a lot less, sleep apnea deaths from weed? People just fall asleep, never wake up. Regulated. People learned about dosing in school the way they learned about alcohol consumption and drinking water. We have a lot more responsible smokers. We've got to stop doing blame and shame when it comes to our favorite thing. Bars!
Peace and blessings, America.
Bye!
Oh, why are we saying bye? It's just a commercial. Y'all, we're back from a commercial, and to introduce a family recipe of mine, but infused and ready for you to use, okay? This is a New Year's Eve special, New Year's Day special, black eyed peas, okay?
Now, mucho delicioso.
Black eyed peas resonate hard in our family. My grandmother made them, my great grandmother made them, my aunts made them. Everybody who love a good bean love some good black eyed peas.
Okay.
So, this is my recipe, you know.
How did we jazz it up?
We definitely took away some of the pork because we don't eat no pork. So, we resorted and had 2 tablespoons of infused coconut oil. This is your ingredient list, y'all. So, it's 2 tablespoons of infused coconut oil, 1 large onion diced, 1 large bell pepper diced. And you can bring in your Holy Trinity for this. And you're going to chop up about 3 stalks of celery, 6 garlic cloves, shredded carrots. And then you're going to soak your black eyed peas about 2 bags of 16 ounces black eyed peas in some hot water. We're just going to make that process of soaking sped up because we want to eat this indubitably. And some people be a little freaky and be like, I'm going to just cook them for a couple hours, but I'm not doing all that. I'm going to soak them. We're going to throw them in a pot in about 30, 40 minutes. Okay? That's what I said. All right. So
that I'm going to soak them, but then I'm going to throw them in a pot. Anybody got time to play with y'all?
We got 1 bay leaf and then 1 tablespoon. Now, I hardly ever do tablespoons, but I did tablespoons for y'all because we recording. Okay, 1 tablespoon of onion powder and 1 tablespoon of garlic powder. And if you're really freaky, put more. Do what your spirit say. The more garlic and onion you put in it.
In your pot.
It's unstoppable. So 1 pack of turkey booties. And turkey booties is my favorite.
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's the booty of the turkey.
It's my favorite.
It's just all booty, all turkey.
Definitely my favorite piece of the turkey, but you can use your choice piece of turkey. Preferably use turkey because did you see with being pork and how the burns don't cook out and all this shit? I just want to let you know you can use smoked turkey as your alternative, but if you
can use smoked turkey, But if you mean and you free nasty, you can do you get that pork pork.
You can do something dangerous. Mm. All right. So what you want to do is saute the whole Trinity. You're going to saute the Holy Trinity and, well, no. I'm going to just give you the real TLC, okay? I want you to do this. I want you to saute the smoked turkey first, then add in the Holy Trinity. And shortly after you saute the smoked meat, get that to that real almost crispy flavor, then add the Holy Trinity. And this is what's important. You want to open up every flavor. Season up your Holy Trinity. I wanted to tell you this. For your choice seasoned salt, you can use my copycat adobo to amplify your wonderful black eyed peas. It would be a great addition.
So yummy.
You're going to put about 3 or 4 tablespoons of adobo in, okay? You know why? You know why it's going to make it taste good, okay? All right, anyway, so add in your Holy Trinity after you add in your seasonings in. Trust me, within the first minute of adding your seasoning and then saute it a bit, you're going to add your Holy Trinity in, and then you're going to have this wonderful caramelization. Add in about depending on what type of pie. I would say if you're putting this in a quartz pot, you want to add it probably 6 quarts if you have a 10-quart pot. Keep your quarts and your water anywhere from 4 to 6 quarts. That's the TLC. Alright? But what's going to make this difference is cooking the smoked turkey in the coconut oil to open up the flavors and enhance it, just like you would use pork and activate some of the crispiness like in the pork and I guess the bacon, whatever you use your hand.
The caramelization.
On. Yeah, the caramelization, but the Maillard, I always forget it. The
Maillard effect. Yeah. The Maillard effect.
The Maillard effect. Given that Maillard.
On the smoked turkey meat when you add the coconut oil.
Yes.
Replicates that of the pork and its pork fat.
Yeah. There you go, best friend. That's what my best friend is, my best friend. She be knowing what I be thinking. I just know it be. I know how to make that flavor, okay? So, anyway, indubiously. You'll see a great change in that meat going in. It just soak up that cannabis. All right, now let that whole shindig boil for about 15 minutes to that, but then add your black eyed peas. After you add in your black eyed peas, let that cook for about 1 hour and 30 minutes with about 15 minutes you stir in between. Then you got your black eyed peas. Medium high is how you get the supply.
What's up? I'm your girl, Kasia, chef, influencer, and wellness queen, coming to you to tell you about my YouTube channel, Queenie Jones, where I teach you how to hashtag cook good and look good on the logo. What is cook good and look good? Well, I'm glad you asked, Queen Mike. To cook good and look good is to use simple, fresh, locally sourced ingredients to create rich, nourishing, easy meals. To be cerebral and confident while you cut costs. Go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Queenie Jones, and turn on that notification bell because I post content every week on my channel. The first 100 people to subscribe, like, and comment, hashtag Queenie Jones, hashtag cook good and look good on 5 of my videos will be a part of my exclusive VIP member club. And for more info on my VIP member club, go ahead and follow me on IG where I keep all my behind the scenes content and let you know where I'm actually sourcing some of my ingredients, some of my finest, and where you can understand how you can be the finest. Go ahead, you are officially locked in as a queen might. Follow, like, comment, and subscribe. Bye!
Going in live stream.
I'm a big baller. Y'all talking to me? So, we had to make some sad, you know, we lost my account on UpLive. Boston Bossy is dead on UpLive. Long live Grind. She's my new page. So, definitely go and check her out. She's a great broadcaster. I love her. You know what I'm saying? RIP that other page, but it's cool. We're going to keep it going back in school. We're working on our Bego page, y'all. We're not even going front. We're not going to lie to you on the show. We keep it all the way 100, funky as hell. I got banned on Bego one night when I was turning up for the people, okay? And I ain't been able to get that bitch out of jail because I have real life bills to take care of. But I'm working right now, in this moment, with my agency, the best darn agency on the fucking app, Island Vibes, and I'm trying to get it back, okay? Because I know that the people need me.
Period. That's what they need.
So, I'm going to tell y'all what we really on right now, okay? Because I did some work, and we done with the partying app. It's a little dangerous app, so y'all do not download. I investigated it for you. It's not a vibe for us. We are BostonBossy _ on TikTok. Okay. We are still Grind Mistress, but we are now BostonBossy. That's our name on Snapchat. But if you're looking for my username on Snapchat, it's still Grind Mistress. And on Instagram, we are BostonBossy _. Okay.
Okay.
Cause I'm so sick of Q U E E M I E J O N E S. It's Queenie Joe's on all platforms. When I was BostonBossy and it's going on all platforms, okay?
Okay.
Except for my streaming one, but that's different. Okay, it was just already somebody.
What she's saying is I can leave her alone.
Okay, cause she was like Q U E M I E J O N E S. It's all streaming platforms. Well, now, when you check our descriptions, I will make sure to send her my updated information.
Okay, Miss Fancy.
Because we updated.
Okay, so for YouTube, just stay tuned, honey. Every Friday, we drop Mary Jane and Munchies. Go ahead, stay tuned. You'll be looking for it every Friday, but every Saturday, I subsequently drop Queenie Jones' new videos. And the whole new year is a whole new me. I feel like I'm a whole brand new chick. Blessing. Chick, I'm blessing. I want you to feel good like how I feel good. So stay tuned into the content. We're doing something unique and fresh. And I guess one more time for the big girls in the back. I'm back with our workout videos and the actual eating good protein building content. So this is for the thick girls. This is for the girls.
Awesome Bossy CES returns next year because I tried to get my foot off of y'all neck. And
I love how she just gonna cut off my whole little summer. I was gonna have a little thing about working out, but it's okay.
Go ahead.
We know you're returning.
Go ahead. No, come back.
We
come
know
back.
You're the best.
That because we you know. Said your workout. Oh my God.
My workout is the whole regime of being healthy and balanced. So when I say it's for the big girls, for the thick girls, it's for the skinny ones, it's for the ones who just want to work out for fun, it's because we are out here thugging and get into that healthy mindset and wealthy bank set. You feel me? That's it. We're trying to account different, literally.
Okay.
All right, you were saying about yourself, girl. She ain't even gonna talk about herself anymore. Anyway, so TikTok, we about to drop these wonderful videos.
My TikToks are popping. I need y'all to go run up all the videos.
She back.
Before I drop a new one, I need y'all to go run up all my snaps because I got some weird, cool, interesting stuff coming up. Well, we got planned in 2022. All y'all have to do is lock in. Lock into all our streaming platforms. Make sure that you are at the top of our viewing list. If you catch us on UpLive or Bego, get up on our daily contributors list, okay?
Contributors contribute.
What we want to do for you MJers is it's about to be crazy. All right. We got some behind the scenes craziness, okay?
All right.
So when we get our subscription levels up on Anchor, make sure that y'all the first to click on it. It's you. Y'all are going to be the winners.
Do it.
Major keys.
Do it. Jake Light. All right, shout out to Sierra Naturals and the wonderful ADHD13 hash plant that we smoked this evening. And shout out to our anonymous donor for this amazing
Zen Runs.
And shout out to my other anonymous student for still giving me God's gift, because damn it. And if I'm not smoking AGG13 hash plant, I'm smoking me some God's gift. You don't feel me? I'll stay lifted. I don't know. Bust be like, why you be so high? I'll be
like, hi. Never have I ever said why you be so high. Well, she a black like, in America. Smoking? We can't be on the ground.
I'll be happy as fuck.
I just be trying to stay above it all. You feel me? On them spaceship.
Well, rather I show up to Boston Bossy Hat and I try to give her some of my supply. But with all that, I want to say
bye.